Sitter Snippets is sponsored by Rene Jack Nussbaum, Ilo Nishmas, Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. We are up to the peak, the pinnacle of Psukei Dezimra, known as Az Yashir, the great song the Jewish people sang on the other side of the sea when they got stuck between a rock and a hard place. They felt helpless and hopeless. It felt like it was all over and there was no way out. And there it was. All of a sudden, lo and behold, Hashem literally opened up a path for them. And they came out the other side, and spontaneously they burst out in song. The Shlach HaKadosh says that the words of Az Yashir, they're so holy, and they're so deep, that we can't even begin to scratch the surface of what these words really mean, what these allusions and references are all about. And yet, we have a tradition that whoever says it with enthusiasm, with inspiration, is guaranteed Olam Haba. Indeed, the Medrash says, whoever says Shira will be forgiven, Mochlin lo kol avonosov. Sefer Charedim qualifies this, and he says it's not enough to simply say Shira. You can't simply read the words of Az Yashir mindlessly. Your brain is wandering elsewhere, even if you know the words and you're thinking about their translation. Says the Sefer Charedim, you need to put yourself in the shoes. A person has to reflect on their own life each and every day that you say Az Yashir and say, when and where have I been stuck? When did I feel hopeless and helpless? And yet Hashem came through. I came out on the other side. Essentially, says the Sefer Charedim, if you achieve dveikus, if you cling to Hashem, you feel He has your back, you identify and you recognize His role in your life. If you sing Shira, you don't just say Shira, you don't just recite the Shira Az Yashir, but you sing the Az Yashir, then of course you will be forgiven. Because after all, you've transformed, you've redefined who you are. What makes us forgiven for our mistakes of the past? When we've learned from them, when we've transformed ourselves, when we're committed to do better in the future. Person who sings Shira, Mochlin lo kol avonosov, because it represents the ambition, the effort to achieve dveikus, to cling to Hashem, to see His role in our life. The great Nesiva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe Zatzal, says the key word in the statement of the Medrash, that kol ha'omer Shira, if you sing Shira, b'chol yom, mochlin lo kol avonosov, muftach lo l'olam haba, we have different traditions, different texts. The key word, says the Nesiva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, is b'chol yom. It's not enough to just sing Shira when everything goes well. It's not enough to identify and sing praise and gratitude and see Hashem as being involved in your life when everything works out the way you want it to. But rather, Shira b'chol yom, to sing Az Yashir b'chol each and every day, no matter what that day brings, no matter its triumph and success, its joy and its pleasure, or its challenges and its obstacles, its disappointments, no matter what, to sing the Shira b'chol yom, to see Hashem as the guiding hand in our lives, to see Hashem as orchestrating from above all that happens. When are you muvtach lo? When are you guaranteed olam haba? When you're able to feel Hashem's presence in your life, b'chol yom, not just the good days, but rather, no matter what the day presents, no matter what happens in that day. How can Psukei Dezimra end with Psukim of Torah? Az Yashir comes from the Torah itself. Shouldn't it come before the Psukim of Ksuvim, namely Tehillim? The bulk of Psukei Dezimra are David HaMelech's Tehillim. But Tehillim comes from Ksuvim, from the writings, whereas Az Yashir comes from the Torah. The Torah is greater. The Torah is Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty's direct word. So how come it comes at the end? In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, in the 7th chapter of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam writes, Yesh Mekomo Shenagu Behen Likros B'chol Yom, Ach Hashem Bevarchim Yishtabach Shira Sayam. In the Rambam's order of davening, in the Rambam's Siddur, Az Yashir does not appear where it does in ours. We conclude Psukei Dezimra with Az Yashir. The Rambam introduces Baruch Hu, he introduces Shema and its brachos with Az Yashir. The Aruch HaShulchan says, don't see Az Yashir as the end of Psukei Dezimra, as the conclusion of Psukei Dezimra. And then in fact you'll have that question. How could the Psukim of Torah come after the Psukim of Ksuvim? But rather see Psukei Dezimra as having completed, as having concluded. And now Az Yashir is the introduction to Shema and its brachos. We see these different traditions in a different debate. The Tur and the Avud Raham explain that we say Az Yashir immediately before Yishtabach because it has 15 times that it mentions Hashem's holy name. And that corresponds with the 15 praises of Hashem in Yishtabach. So Az Yashir precedes, it introduces Yishtabach because each of them have a theme of 15. The 15 times we mention Hashem's holy name as Az Yashir and the 15 praises of Yishtabach. But others cite a different, similar idea. We complete Psukei Dezimra with Shira Sayam because the four-letter name, this is the Beis Yosef, writes this in Siman and Aleph, that the four-letter name of Hashem is mentioned 18 times between Vayihi Ba'ashmoras, the words that precede Az Yashir in the Torah, until the end of Shiras Hayam. Hashem's name appears 18 times. It adds up to a total of 72 letters of Hashem's name, which represents a very, very high level of Kedusha. So these two allusions are really complementing one another. One explains Az Yashir is the introduction to Yishtabach, and the other makes it the conclusion of Psukei Dezimra, the introduction to Shema Etz Brachos and Shemona Esrei. So you see, we have two traditions. Is Az Yashir the end of Psukei Dezimra, or is Az Yashir the introduction to the next section? We can also understand another anomaly with this. The Magen Avraham and Siman Nundalid quotes from the Arizal that during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and we are all familiar with this practice, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, after Yishtabach, we add Shir HaMalos B'Mamakim. In between Yishtabach and the Kaddish and Baruch Hu, the Chazan leads us in Shir HaMalos. But the Magen Avraham himself wonders out loud, isn't it a hefsek? Isn't it an interruption? We know Yishtabach concludes Psuke Dezimra. Baruch She'amar to Yishtabach are the bookends, the two brachas, really one long bracha. Baruch She'amar, Baruch begins with Baruch, and Yishtabach doesn't begin with Baruch, because Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach are two parts of one bracha with Psuke Dezimra in between. So isn't it a hefsek? Isn't it an interruption to say Shir HaMalos after Yishtabach? The Dogam Merivava, the authored by the Noda Yehuda, Riches Galanda, says, no, how do you know it's not a hefsek? Because the Rambam puts Az Yashir after Yishtabach. So you see that you could put something after Yishtabach, and it won't be a hefsek. It's considered to be an expansion, an extension of this notion of praise of Hashem. So Az Yashir is not just meant to be recited. It's meant to be sung. It should reflect our own experience, our own journey, our own feeling that Hashem is there in our lives. We're never hopeless and helpless. To feel a moment when we felt between a rock and a hard place, and He paved the way for us to come out on the other side, to be moved to some spontaneous song, to have a skip in our step, to feel the gratitude and to feel the confidence and the calmness to know that Hashem is in our lives. So with that introduction, though the Shlach said it's hard to even scratch the surface of what these words mean, we will try and next time begin explaining Az Yashir.